three ones in the bounce, Jim. Another pleasing day.
Yeah, no, definitely. Obviously, you know, playing the All-Ireland champions, and it's a great opportunity for our lads to play in another big game. Last weekend, the same, and the weekend before that. So, in terms of experience and atmosphere and, you know, the vibe around the town and coming in and all, it's great for the lads, you know, and you're playing the All-Ireland champions. So, it's game, these kind of type of games stick in the memory, I think, you know, whenever you hang the boots up. So, no, definitely good experience for us. We still have a lot of things to work on, but we're very happy to be where we're at. You know, it'll give us a chance now to look at everything, and you know, 6 points is a very important marker, probably, you know, in terms of the league, and I think everybody wants to get there as quickly as possible. So we're there now. We're thankful for that, and we have to keep the shoe down now if we can next weekend.
Yeah, does that afford you the opportunity now to try different things, Jim? That you've won three from three, top of the table. Does it ease the pressure like, into the next series?
I think it does. Like, you know, Hugh McFadden today done well in the first two games, and there was a doubt there, you know, when we decided not to put him in. So those types of moments will be, you know, we'll not be taking any risks with anybody now moving forward. We have points on the board, and if there's anybody, you know, that's carrying a knock or needs a rest or anything, then we'll be open to that, very, very open to that. Yeah.
What about Michael Murphy today, back under the fold? He got a fantastic reception, and it all just seemed to kick off once he was on the pitch, Jim.
Literally, I just spoke about him in the dressing room to our own lads, you know, and it's great to have him back, great to have his presence. You know, I think there's not much I can say about Michael that hasn't been said before, but I thought that he just led the line really well when he went in there. Has done an awful lot of work to put himself in that position, a bit like you and all the rest of them. We didn't want to put him into a position too early, you know. We want him to be the best that he can be, so hopefully that's just the start of it now, and we can recover him down and see what we can do with him next weekend.
What was the most pleasing aspect of today's game, Fraser?
Listen, there's a lot of positives. I think defensively we defended really well. You know, I think in old money we probably only conceded 8 points or thereabouts. You know, so that was pleasing. They worked hard, very, very well. They transitioned very well. Our established attack was really good in period. So all of that, you know, was pleasing. I think it's just the collective, really. And you don't want to let your own supporters down. That's the reality. Like, you know, the home games they're very important, but they're also an opportunity. You know, the most pleasing thing probably was the kids singing and calling Donegal, you know, and it was all children's voices. That was the most pleasing part, you know, because there's an opportunity for that on home games to involve the crowd and bring people with you. So no, a lot of positives, but definitely a lot of things to work on, particularly our shape. Donegal and Armagh will always have sort of those types of dynamics. You know, you don't expect to, you know, race into a bit of a lead and win the game. And we were 4 points down twice in Ulster final last year, and we didn't think we were gone. Armagh would absolutely be the same today, you know. So these games go down to the wire. Every single one of these games go down to the wire, and you have to just roll with the punches in many respects, and just try and see it out and be on the right end of it when the final whistle goes. And that's what they did. No, I don't try to comment on other people's players. I have enough hassle with these books.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
I think I would still hold back an opinion, because the work is still in progress. We're only 3 rounds in, you know, and so you have to give everything this opportunity to see before you make a decision. I do think it's a wee bit strange, though, that if a team gets a man sent off, you know, and then they're attacking in the next phase, and they will be punished by getting a man sent off, that they have an attacking overload on the back of that. It was a 12-11 attacking overload, even though they had a man sent off. That doesn't make sense to me. I think that should be parity, if not the other way, potentially. So that's a bit of a strange one that probably nobody thought about up until today. But, you know, to be coming down the stretch there, having Armagh having had a man sent off, and us scrambling in an 11-12 situation with fatigue in the legs and trying to stop two-pointers, that's hard to get the head around in many respects. So I don't have an opinion on that. It's just that does jump out at you in terms of the game. So we'll have to have a think about that one, definitely. It's great, you know, that we got so much out of it around the middle. Keelan centre half back, Kieran Moore wing half forward, and coming into that area and being able to do a job, you know. So that definitely probably had a big impact on the result in many respects. And Keelan's probably the most honest young fella you'd ever come across, you know, in every aspect of his life. And he worked very hard there the day for a man that hadn't played in there. Also coming back from a big injury himself, you know, he had surgery in the summer and he's just building up his minutes himself. So he broke really hard, contested really well in there, and just done a really good job for the team. And hopefully some of these other lads will start coming back now. Flimber's hamstring was tight. He got a heavy hit there, and his hamstring was tight on the back of that. Jason's working away and he's building again. Like, he had surgery in the summer as well on his hip, and it's probably taken a wee bit longer than we would have hoped up to this point. But he's back now, and he's in a very clear plan. We have a very clear plan for what we want to do with Jason. And Michael had a nick in the hamstring, so Michael will be a couple more weeks. It's important, like, you know, people are putting their hand in their pocket, and as I said earlier, they're taking kids with them and families and all that there. You know, it's so hard to win in this division. It's so hard to win. You have to target your home games. Everybody will tell you that. So, you know, that's what you have to try and do, and probably that's why that record is where it is, because if you don't win your home games, the chances of staying in the division are very, very low. So yeah.
As Jim touched on, there's not much more words you can say what Michael has given to his county, you know, and to put the boots back on again and to go again is unbelievable. You know, he's just a leader on and off the pitch of us all, you know, and I think he even showed that for the wee glimpse he was on today. So it is, listen, you want all the best players involved in the squad and in the setup and driving us on every single night, so it's great to have him back. And in the eye and his left foot as well, it was a great score. I was waiting on him to turn into the right, but listen, he's a phenomenal footballer, so he is, you know, and he's only hopefully going to improve us, so hopefully he continues.
Never so long.
You can answer that.
We didn't start that from. I don't know where that. Well, I do know where it came from, but we were way off the mark. We were well off the mark. Oh, listen, it'll be all the games are the same. Like all the games are going to be the same. You know, the seven games are going to be exactly the same, and you're going to be in a battle. Kickouts a game today, absolutely massive. You know, so I think probably teams are starting to get a handle on how they want to play now, and we spoke about that before the league started. So Galway will be no different, you know. For us, we need to go back, see what they're like in Convoy, get them recovered down, and then sort of come up with a plan for that, you know, that best suits yourself and the personnel for next weekend, you know. So it'll be game by game now for us, and not thinking any further than that. I think that's the most important thing. You know, we did speak about that at half-time, that, you know, that Kerry had a massive run-up and you know, they weren't able to hold on. And so you're never out the gate now, you know, you're just never out the gate. And I think, I said it previously, there's going to be teams very disappointed in the summer. There's going to be teams that lead all the way and get a bloody nose. It's coming, it's going to happen, you know, and it's just trying to make sure that you're not that team is the big one, you know. But the ground's going to dry up, you know, the game's going to become quicker, fatigue's going to become a bigger part of it. And, you know, a couple of moments, you know, you could have a goal and two-pointers and it's a massive tally, and all of a sudden, you know, it's gone. So yeah, that's going to be the challenge for every team in the summer.